Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse. I'm the CEO of Compass Group International.
And I'm Dean Studebaker, COO of Compass Group International.
And welcome to our International Real Estate Podcast. This podcast is also solely dedicated for people that are looking to become expats in a foreign country. But today's podcast, we want to talk a little bit more. We're going to combine expat lifestyles, but also talk about business. And this is not a podcast we want to pat ourselves in the back. But then again, we do want to pat ourselves in the back. Because for those of you that's been fans of our podcast and listen on a regular basis, is that you're well aware that Compass is very, very good at predicting of new economies that's exploding. Like, we've been talking about Asia years ago. Look what's happening now. We've been talking about Central America and it's exploding. But one of the things that we want to talk about on this podcast is more Thailand specific. So for years, we've been living part-time in Thailand, specifically Bangkok, for the last 4 years. And time again, we keep telling everyone about the expansion and the growth of Bangkok and what's happening, but more specifically, in growth in areas, what's called the Bang Nga area. So for those of you that are somewhat familiar with Bangkok, Sukhumvit is really where most expensive real estate is, and the other areas are like the Chao Phraya River, and then also the Siloam area. But it's so concentrated and so dense that Bangkok needs to start spreading on the outskirts. And one of the outskirts is called the Bang Nga area. And when you see our videos, a couple that we just released within a week, is the Bang Nga area is anchored by the IKEA. And we all know, just like McDonald's, just like Trader Joe's, just like Whole Foods, these organizations open up stores in areas that's going to explode. Right, Dean? I mean, they're not, Trader Joe's isn't going to open a store where they don't think that the people aren't coming.
Yeah, it's the Walmart effect. It's the McDonald's effect. Yeah, when you see those stores opening up, because you know they've spent millions of dollars on market study, market research, and they know where the next growth spots are.
Statistically shown, if you look at purchasing a new real estate, whether you're and new real estate that's, or should I say, is Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, studies have shown that both areas, if you buy anywhere near Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, that your property is going to appreciate. But those that buy at Trader Joe's or closer to Trader Joe's appreciate actually higher than real estate owned by Whole Foods. So the same exact thing, what I'm trying to say, is the same thing with IKEA. IKEA, the founder of IKEA, is like the top five or top eight richest guys in the world. And IKEA is the same exact thing. They pour in millions upon millions of dollars in research. So when we first went to Bang Nga and we saw this IKEA and we saw the vast amount of areas that can be constructed, we're like, this place has to be it. And it's so funny is when we talk to other brokers and realtors or just having conversations with other locals, they're like, Bang Nga. They're like, no way. It's like, nobody's going to go out there.
It's too far away.
Exactly. It's too far. No way. Nothing's going to happen. So here we are. We're in February 2017 right now. And it was just announced a couple weeks ago that Bang Nga, or the developers of Bang Nga, is going to create what's called Mega City. And when you Google Mega City, Bang Nga in Thailand, it is going to be a new, basically, it is going to be a new city. I mean, there were 6 or 7 new towers coming up, residential, commercial. There's more strip malls coming. I mean, it's going to be tremendous. And what do we tell everyone? This is the place to be. And the frustrating part is that when Dean and I were first shopping for real estate, we would tell our brokers and realtors, we want something out there in Bang Nga. What do you come back with? We can't find anything. You know, it's like now we're like kind of kicking ourselves in the butt saying, hey, you know.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.